This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. If it seems that America's presidential campaigns start earlier and earlier, they do. And this one is no exception, thanks in part to New Hampshire. Historically, New Hampshire has been the first state to hold a presidential primary every election year. It has just scheduled its next one for February 1st, 2000, the earliest primary date in history. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
It's important to be first in New Hampshire. Since 1952, the state has held the nation's first presidential primary, a tradition that defines New Hampshire as much as its unyielding granite. Protecting it is a matter of state pride, and since 1976, it's also been a matter of state law. The law requires the state to schedule its primary on a Tuesday at least 7 days ahead of any other primary. So when Delaware's Republicans decided they might hold theirs on February 8th, New Hampshire's Secretary of State Bill Gardner says he was compelled to schedule New Hampshire's on February 1st, continuing a steady migration of the nation's first presidential primary.
It's been on the last Tuesday of February, it's been on the third Tuesday of February, and this time it will be on the first Tuesday of February.
Gardner's decision was applauded by Granite Staters like Hugh Gregg. Gregg, a Republican who served as governor in the 1950s, says it's important to the country to protect the relevance of the New Hampshire primary.
We've served the nation by picking the president. You don't need to have anything. You don't need a Republican convention or a Democrat convention or anything else.
Well, in fact, that's not always true. Just ask presidents Pat Buchanan, Gary Hart, Paul Tsongas, even Henry Cabot Lodge, all of whom won in New Hampshire but failed to get the nomination. But Gregg argues somebody has to be first, and better it be a small, experienced state like New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, over the years, and for a long period of years, has done it very successfully. We take our politics very seriously in New Hampshire, and that's the reason why this thing works out so well.
But the decision to schedule this year's primary so early has caught many by surprise. The various campaigns must suddenly accelerate their schedules across New Hampshire. Debates must be rescheduled and hotel bookings reorganized. And most affected, perhaps, are political organizers in Iowa. Their caucuses are now scheduled for January 31st, just 1 day before the New Hampshire date. But under Iowa law, the state must schedule its caucuses at least 8 days before the next primary.
It's certainly a logistical setback for Iowa if we're forced to move our date again.
Dee Stewart is executive director of Iowa's Republican Party. He says with more than 2,100 precinct leaders already in the field, scouting and securing caucus sites, rescheduling is unfeasible. And he says New Hampshire is wrong to allow Delaware to shake things up this way.
Once you give Delaware credibility, it's anyone's guess as to when the game of leapfrog will end. I mean, it may be that we end up having the events next week. In theory, what Delaware does is not all that important. It's only legitimized when New Hampshire chooses to do so, and that's what's happened.
In past years, more and more states have been moving their primaries forward, vying to increase their influence in the campaign season. The result, a compressed political calendar. More than 30 states have scheduled presidential primaries and caucuses by the middle of March 2000. But New Hampshire officials say they had no choice. State Representative James Spillane, who authored the state's primary law, says the new date serves the state and the nation.
The Secretary of State is protecting that credibility of the primary and, more important, letting the candidate have extra time to be able to campaign in the other states after New Hampshire. That's good not only for the process, but it's good for the country, I think.
In the meantime, Iowa Republicans hope to convince Delaware Republicans to move their primary back and encourage New Hampshire to schedule its event a week later. But Granite State officials say the nation's first primary is set for February 1st and that it's now set in stone. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.